The White House Report.
I have on the phone with me the national president of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Dr. Glenda Glover. Dr. Glover, thank you so much for talking with me. You are the first Black Greek sorority in the nation, and very prominent organization that boasts over 300,000 women. But you have one woman in particular that everyone is talking about, who is getting major support from your organization. That is Kamala Harris. She is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Talk to me about your membership as it relates to this presidential candidate.
It's an exciting time to see what's happening in the country. She has come forth to say she's going to seek the presidency. So that's exciting in and of itself. And it's a full circle moment for her to want to have been a student at Howard University, been initiated at Howard University, the Alpha Kappa Alpha, and then to want to come back and talk with the HBCUs, the Alpha Kappa Alpha, and the other Divine Nine organizations as a start of a base for her. I think it's a novel idea to seek that type of endorsement. And so we're very proud of her, definitely wish her the best.
So she's got a built-in base. I mean, you know, as a member of an HBCU, as an alumnus of an HBCU, as an alum of an HBCU, as you are, and I'm not Greek, but knowing that she is from a community, a vast community of people, and then being in a Black Greek organization, does she really have a built-in base, and does she really stand out ahead of many of the other candidates, maybe even some of the Black candidates who are coming, who are not Greek and who are not member an alumnus of an HBCU?
She does have a strong base, being a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. She does. She has, and especially coming from Howard, the HBCU, and Howard is such a tremendous and powerful HBCU. So I believe that combination with 300,000 Alpha Kappa Alpha women, there are about 300,000 members of Delta Sigma Theta, and there are, we put the whole number of 1.2 million with those in Greek-led organizations. African American Greek-led organizations. We say 1.2 million. That's a strong base of support. And it's not so much the AKA is going to support her. It's the fact that she's asking for support from everybody. For example, when Loretta was up for Attorney General, the AKA supported her. She's a Delta. So, you know, the party, I'm sorry, the organization is not as important as the qualities of the individual who's running. And she is so eminently qualified.
Do you believe that she's putting the Black vote first and foremost because of her affiliation like this? Do you think people will be trying to court the Black vote more so because she's already got a built-in advantage?
Well, I think she represents those issues that African Americans have always embraced, empowering people, access, those who've been shut out. She has a platform that is attractive to the Black vote. I think for that reason, she will excel with the Black vote.
Well, and lastly, you know, people didn't. The world did not know who Alpha Kappa Alpha was until a misstep from a reporter that angered a lot of people, particularly those in the Black community, people who understood what Black Greek organizations were and understood, you know, what a skiwi is. There was a reporter that was in a setting with Kamala Harris, and she was saying, "There's a lot of screeching going on." And I have never seen so many women get so upset. They were like, "Oh my God, did you hear what she said?" Even Yamiche Alcindor, who is a White House correspondent for PBS, who is also an AKA, was like, "I couldn't believe that. I even wrote to us and wow," you know, she was very upset. So talk to me about that.
Well, Well, and I saw a reported somewhere that it was a teachable moment for someone, for her. It was sad in a sense, but it's one of those moments whereby we knew that, I mean, all the population is not aware of the SKIWI as the national call for Alpha Kappa Alpha. It's how you speak to people. It's done more by undergraduates than by graduates now. But
and some people can hold those notes so long. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, when I was on the yard at Morgan State University, I mean, they held it for, I'm telling you, at least 30, 40 seconds. And that's a long time, you know. But can you do it? Can you do it, Madam President?
I can do it.
Do it. Do it, Madam President.
You don't want me to do it on the air, I know.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right. That was a quick one, but I'm sure you can hold it long too. You can hold it long like the best of them.
Well, I'm not singing in the choir anymore, so I wasn't going to hold it like a real note. but I think that report is going to make it a habit of learning more about Black organizations now.
Yeah, and that misstep actually put a focus in on the organization. So actually, yeah. It was a teachable moment, but it actually was a learning moment as well.
I just thought it was a teachable moment. Let's just leave it at that.
Madam President Glenda Glover, also the president of Tennessee State University, I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.